The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are tuned in to the prophetic voice of our time. Do not forget to subscribe and follow us on YouTube, or you can go directly to our website, sogmi.org. We are live streaming all of our services, and also we are on Spotify. Again, our website is sogmi.org. Like us and subscribe and share the message to others so that you can help us spread the Thus Saith the Lord for our time. Amen? Thank you in advance. My message for you today was chains. I already have a message prepared for recording Monday, but the Lord woke me up early Tuesday morning and showed me of things that are going to happen within the next 3 weeks and after Passover. As we are preparing to celebrate the Passover, which is the last week of March all the way to April the 3rd, I believe. And we always celebrate ours every Friday. So we are preparing to celebrate the Passover, and the Lord showed me all the wonderful and exciting things that he's about ready to do and manifest, and the judgment and the major upheaval and major changes that are going to manifest in our country and all over the world. I receive a word from the Lord, and now I'm going to pass that word to you so that you can prepare. And if you need to make correction, if you need catching up to do, if you need to repent and turn around and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. While today is called today, listen to his voice and obey him. For those of you that happen to be listening and you are not born again, this is time. The Holy Spirit is now convicting you. You need to get born again by repenting of your sins to Jesus. Yes, you can do it now. Ask Jesus to come to your heart. Tell him that you want to be born again, that you want to be saved, and make him as your Lord. It is so simple, but yet your life will never be the same again. It's going to be awesome. See, the Lord has seen something in your heart, and he wants to show you his perfect plan for your life. That is to bless you. Amen? So, ask the Lord to come to your heart, to come to your life, for him to be your Lord and Savior. Amen? You're going to see major changes, and it will start from within immediately. And if you are dealing with something or need healing, as soon as you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, he will heal you, deliver you, and set you free. All right? Call me at 210-695-1630. Again, for Saturday callers, it's 210-695-1630. Someone, if not me, will going to lead you to Jesus and pray for you and with you. And if you're listening to this broadcast Sunday, call me at 210-396-7891. Again, for Sunday callers, it's 210-396-7891. Glory to God. I look forward in hearing from you. Okay, let me share with you what I'm getting from the Lord. I have been sensing major changes, and I saw many things that are happening in the realm of the Spirit since December 10, 2020, when the Lord sent me to Washington, D.C. He shared a lot of things at that time. And I know that President Trump will not be inaugurated on January 20th because of what I released on December 10. It's going to be explained to you later on. The most important thing is the word for today, okay? The Lord is wanting you and I to get ready. If you are called in the front lines, if you are called leaders, if you are called as financiers in the kingdom of our God, you need to get ready and you need to get mobilized and you need to equip your congregation, your family, especially your core team. And those that are tithers, those that are financing the preaching of the gospel, you need to get mobilized. Within the next 3 weeks, the faithful ones will see manifestations of things supernatural in their lives, in their family, in their congregation, and breakthroughs. Some of the things that will manifest in your life, it is something that you let go in times past and you have forgotten about it. It was okay with you just to let it go because the Lord has blessed you. But the Lord said, it's okay with you, but it's not okay with Him. He's going to restore those things. It is a sign for your life that the Lord is really called you to be in the front lines, to be a financier in the kingdom of God, and to mentor or disciple others. At the same time, on the opposite end of this great move of God and great manifestations, we will see the dealings of the Lord upon United States of America, politicians, and wicked people in every sector of society. We are going to see strange phenomenon even with our weather. You know, we have been meeting every night except Saturdays, and of course during our services, and we pray in the Spirit for our nation. But you know that there's a lot of major upheavals that are happening all around the world, volcanoes and earthquakes and snowstorms and many others. But I ask the Lord if I can pray for a different kinds of phenomena concerning our weather. So I got everybody in the group to come in agreement with me. So we pray for abundant rain over Texas, over New Mexico, over Utah, and listen to this, Arizona and Nevada. And you know, especially Arizona and Nevada, if they have abundant rain, it is a strange phenomenon that is happening. And it has nothing to do with global warming. It might have something to do with climate change, because climate changes every time. They're just using that word. It's actually they're thinking about global warming, but climate changes every time. But this will be a move of God. The hand of God is going to cause this. So if we continue to be faithful here in Texas and our prayer group, this strange phenomenon is going to manifest, and it's not devastating over the lives of the American people. Why would we want to pray that? Why would we want to see those manifesting? We can intercede. We can change our ways ourselves. We can repent. It's rather that the desert will bloom, and we're going to have the most favorable weather. And I even pray for Canada. Canada, you need to thank God for it. I pray for a wonderful, longer summer for Canada. Because sometimes Canada will only have 1 week or 2 weeks of summer. And they're just happy in having 40 degrees at night, and that's summer for them. For us, it's winter, right? For us Texans, it's winter. For Filipinos, that is really, really cold. So the kind of weather patterns that are good for the people. Because this is the nature of God. The severe judgment of God, they will manifest. But remember that severe judgment, even for the wicked, is God's last recourse. It is not His first option. It is His last recourse, knowing that it is the only way to get His people's attention. So He is that merciful. So I laid hands on the group. I prophesied and laid hands on them. and release the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, wisdom from above, manifestations of their blessings, restoration, God-ordained relationship, and a reset upon their lives. Now they are equipped to win the lost and pray for the sick, and the sick will recover. What we're going to see, those in the body of Christ, are manifestations of God's healing and deliverance. God is going to use and empower those who made themselves ready. That is why I will continue to pray for your healing, salvation, and deliverance every chance I get through this radio broadcast, because I know that God is going to use my voice. It's not because I am so anointed. Yeah, there is anointing upon my life, but it is God's will for you to get healed, to get delivered, and to get saved. It is God's will. So when we pray the perfect will of God, He is bound to act and answer. Amen? So those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the body of Christ. And consider as an act of worship and thanksgiving for you to celebrate Passover. Not the old ways, not the old law, but Jesus being the Passover lamb. He said, when you do this, that is not a communion. When you do this, it means to say, when you celebrate Passover, do it in remembrance of me. So Jesus Christ must be the front and center of every and all Passover celebrations by Christians all over the world. It is going to be a celebration because of what will manifest within the next few weeks. Then afterwards, while we are receiving what God has for us, I'm talking about the body of Christ, the faithful ones, you will also see the judgment of the Lord. It's a harvest for the righteous, a good harvest, and a heavy dealing on the wicked. It's going to be a great news, more great news upon the righteous, and you will see the impossible manifesting, even in our government, drastic changes, White House, Capitol. You will see the impossible manifesting in our government, on the three branches of our government, executive, legislative, and judicial, upon commerce, arts and entertainment, media, and local governmental entities in all the 50 states, in every sector of society. You are going to see great men and women repenting or getting saved, even billionaires. And you will see severe judgment to the enemies of our God. Focus on what God is doing in the body of Christ. Don't wait and don't rejoice when wicked people are getting punished. Focus on what you must do. Focus on the things that you need to correct. Focus in following the instruction from the Lord. Make the necessary correction and or restitution. If the Holy Spirit has convicted you in the past and have not done so, or is now convicting you to correct things, don't waste any more time, okay? This is not the time and the hour. God is merciful, and He's a God of second chances. To those pastors and spiritual leaders that the Lord have been dealing with for a long while now, and never repented or corrected things, they already got replaced. Even if they repent now, in these last days, they will still go to heaven. They will keep their salvation. But someone already was appointed and anointed to take their leadership post. I want you to hear that very clearly. Here's a word of knowledge, Eleanor. Look up, sweetheart. The Lord has not forgotten you. Your time has come for blessings to manifest. Let go. Forget about the past. Forgive. Even forgive yourself. Keep in mind, God saw something in you. He looks at your heart, and your heart is right before God. It is your mind that has been opposing you. So renew your mind by talking to Jesus. And that word applies to you too, Scott, Michael, Lisa, and Carl. Look up and set your hopes up. If you believe on what has been released to you just right now and follow God's instruction, within the next several weeks, restoration, reconciliation, and financial windfall will come upon you. You do not need to look for them. Blessings shall come after you and overtake you. Some of you will move to another place. To all of you who have been ill and are being neglected by your children and grandkids, help is on the way, all right? God is going to deal with them. Do not hold bitterness in your heart. Offer those hurts and pains to our Lord Jesus Christ and forgive them. There is such an awesome power in forgiveness. So let me pray for all of you, our listeners. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the coronavirus from inflicting and afflicting your people. I pray and prophesy for their immune system to be stronger, and I pray that their physical body will develop antibodies to combat COVID and any other ailments and diseases out there that have been attacking the physical bodies of your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Holy Father, it is your perfect will that we might have life here on earth and have it abundantly. Thank you for restoring eyesight, Lord. Thank you for restoring their hearings. And thank you, Lord. I prophesy and I command in the mighty name of Jesus and command your internal organs to function the way they are created to function in the mighty name of Jesus, 100%. I call forth the replacement of organs or any body parts that are missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Only believe. Believe the impossible. What could you possibly lose? Stop talking unbelief. I bind that in Jesus' name. Stop thinking about it. Believe the impossible. Holy Father, I command high blood pressure to normalize. I command the heart to function 100%. I command memories be restored in Jesus' name. I come against Alzheimer, against dementia, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command blood sugar to be normal, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Call me for testimonies. 210-695-1630. And if it's Sunday, call me at the other number. And let me address you and let me encourage you, for you, my brothers and sisters, that nameless, faceless people who just wanted to obey God like Cornelius and are faithful in praying and financing the gospel. This is what's going to manifest. The Lord is going to pour out His Holy Spirit upon us, that we're going to have wisdom, that we will have a clear understanding. And the manifestations of Isaiah chapter 50 will start manifesting upon your life. Several years ago, I was praying and I was spending time with the Lord Jesus. And He told me this and said, Christina, I want you to be like me. And I said, yes, Lord, I wanted that too. I need your help though, but this is what's in my heart. I wanted to hear your voice clearly all the time. I want revelation and understanding. and give me compassion for your people so that I can minister to them in love. And the Lord led me to Isaiah chapter 50, starting with verse 4 all the way to the end, verse 11. Let me read it to you to end this broadcast. The sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will. I'm reading from New Living Translation. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I don't have any beard. But those who tried to pull out my hair. Okay. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Verse 7. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. And I know that I will not be put to shame. Always remember that. Jesus has your back. He who gives me justice is near. Who will dare to bring charges against me now? Where are my accusers? Let them appear. See, the sovereign Lord is on my side. Who will declare me guilty? All my enemies will be destroyed like old clothes that have been eaten by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. Depend on him only. Verse 11. But watch out, you who live in your own light, and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is the reward you will receive from me. You will soon fall down in great torment. This is what I just released and shared with you about the prophecies that will come within the next 3 weeks and after the Passover, which is April. Many awesome supernatural things will continue, and it will increase in intensity. Blessings and opportunities for the body of Christ, and severe dealings of the Lord upon the wicked nations. United States of America will continue to turn towards righteousness under our watch. As long as we do the right thing and we continue to obey the Great Commission, we continue to share the gospel to all nations, United States of America will be lifted up because of God's grace and because of the seeds, even the seeds of our founding fathers of this nation. America is going to be great again and again and again until the Lord comes. You and I are committed in obeying God and putting him first no matter what. I am determined more than ever to confront the issues and the challenges of our times. Anti-abortion message needs to be released on the pulpits. Against human traffickers, against corruption, against all kinds of wicked things. We need to address them. And more importantly, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to get rid of them in our hearts and in our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you for tuning in. Join us in our live streaming services if you cannot come personally. We are still social distancing, by the way. So join us in our live streaming. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and just click live streaming. Or find us on YouTube. Share and like us. Find us on YouTube and we'll be there on Sunday service at 10:30 in the morning and at 7 p.m. on Sunday night and Wednesday night. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening.
We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.